This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. In a video address to launch the Khelo India Youth Games 2025, Mr. Modi said his government has increased the sports budget by 3 times over the past decade and allocated 4,000 crore rupees this year, highlighting his government's top priority to promote sports and improve infrastructure. He said sporting events are now organized round the year, and even the national educational policy has recognized sports by making it a part of mainstream studies.
खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स इस दिशा में देश के युवाओं के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म बना। एनडीए सरकार ने अपनी नीतियों में हमेशा इसे सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता दी है। आज खेलो इंडिया यूनिवर्सिटी गेम्स होते हैं, खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स होते हैं, खेलो इंडिया विंटर गेम्स होते हैं। इससे हमारे खिलाड़ियों का आत्मविश्वास बढ़ता है, उनका टैलेंट निखर कर सामने आता है।
India has become the first country in the world to develop genome-edited rice varieties. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched first two genome-edited rice varieties developed by ICAR institutions. Addressing the event in New Delhi, the minister said that this research will prove to be a milestone in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolution of Viksit Bharat. He said that these two varieties are not only beneficial to farmers, but also to the public. Defence Minister will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, has said that during the meeting, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defence cooperation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Singh added that as a defence minister, it is also his responsibility to ensure the security of country's borders along with the soldiers. Mr. Singh said that whatever the people of the country desire will happen under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank, ADB, began at Milan in Italy yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation at the four-day event. The finance minister will participate in the annual meeting's focal events like the Governor's Business Session, Governor's Plenary Session, and as a panelist in the ADB Governor's Seminar on Cross-Border Collaboration for Future Resilience. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate 285 kilometers of national highway projects at a total cost of about 6,000 crore rupees in Telangana today. Mr. Gadkari will reach Kagaz Nagar in Komaram Bhim Asifabad district this morning to inaugurate the four-lane National Highway 363 at Kagaz Nagar Road. He will formally inaugurate six-laning of a portion of Hyderabad-Bengaluru Highway near Shamsabad and inaugurate flyovers constructed at the Bhel and Amberpete in Hyderabad later this evening. Domestic benchmark equity indices opened in the green today amid mixed global cues. In the early trade, the 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 387 points to open at 80,888. On the other hand, Nifty 50 surged 114 points to open at 24,461. In the IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs in Dharamshala. In the first match yesterday, host Kolkata Knight Riders just managed to beat Rajasthan Royals by 1 run at the Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.